And the motor more controls at the input and generate zero or more controls at the output. Welcome to session. The session provides an environment for the operations. We fill the ground with some paper and the field sensor will flow in the ground and output the results we want. So this is the Because To line the feature. different to bringing the East, classification results of each point. Okay, let's read the second flow in meaning of the point class. First of all, we should include the length for new memory. The second flow of the long time libraries. Next, we inform the library define in another file the profiler in this file define some operations involved with this data perform big processing big computation and in another file, link to view. It defines some basic layers for point blank. Here we use the library named AR pass. With this library, we can define some type of parameters. And when we run the program, we can change the value of some parameters. some several forecast layers to extract some high-level features. And in the fifth part, we use the mass learning to obtain the global features that is invariant to computation and transformation. And in the fifth part, we use several forecast layers to obtain the final predict the probability of each class. This code is what I download from a website in the Colab. The Colab is developed by Google. Here you can use free GPU to train your own deep learning models. Use some software so you can access your Google on the cloud. Here is your chair, you can see. with about 120,000 apples. The new apple is smart enough to predict the label of some objects. the final part of the so called, we send the compressed 2D bitmap to RPM network to generate for three pools. Okay, we answer, we will introduce for three parts in detail. First of all, we have in network. The walk set can be small, or can be And then we can use 3D convolutional layer to convert the 3D to just the don't sample the 3D walkthrough by features. And obtain more expressive features. This is the second step of the Wolfson map. Okay. Here you the length, the breadth, and the height. And then we hope to convert the 3D features to 2D features. We eliminate the dimension of the height. Before it's a tensor of a channel times height times length times width. Then we can convert it to a tensor with size of with this size. We just combine these dimensions. So we have a feature map of 2D feature map. So we convert the 3D feature map to the 2D feature map, and we just send the 2D feature map to the Arcane network. In the Arcane network, we use 2D convolutional layers to obtain the max scale features. First, we have that one sample of the feature map and concatenate the feature at a different scale. So the feature is strong, is more strong compared with the single scale feature. Based on the 2D feature map, we use two heads. The two heads created the probability score map and the regression map respectively. In the probability score map, it will predict in each location where there is an object and the object of and the object label is semantic label. And in the regression map, okay, it predicts the where is the its location and the size of the bundles. The bundles is, for example, the center of the bundles and the size of the bundles, or the orientation of the bundles. There is a concept being the packing box. In each location, it will preset a packing box. For example, it will preset an angle from 4 meters, 2 meters, and in the regression map, it will predict the offset.